good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for coming once again to our weekly memoir class. It's nice to see that you've all been writing. We have a tremendous amount of work to do today.
On a recent Wednesday morning, 14 residents at Epic Senior Living in Brewster gather in the brightly lit country kitchen. They range in age from 70 to 102. Over the next hour, each resident will read what they've written that week. They're learning how to turn early memories into stories and compile those stories into memoirs. Director Carol Bright likens their stories to pieces of amber.
I told you that each story you created would be like a bead of amber, and that by the time you were finished, you would have an entire necklace of stories.
84-year-old Pat Dyke reads about her brother, Eddie.
We were a very poor family, and Eddie went to work in a box factory at too young an age in order to help support us. He was underage for a work permit, but they hired him, and he did that job well.
Sometimes inspiration can come from a photo or memento. Donald Hardin passes around a bag of Civil War musket balls he'd saved for many years and reads what he wrote about their history.
The combination of quick loading and accuracy made it the preferred bullet of the Civil War. 90% of the soldiers killed on the fields of battle owed their fate to the deceptively simple handheld gun and its companion projectile, the rifle, musket, and the mini bullet.
Carol Bright says that when she started the memoir writing class a year ago, many residents were hesitant because they'd never written about their lives before and didn't think they'd be able to learn. So she gave them a prompt. She asked them to tell a story of the first Christmas they could remember.
And once those first stories came out, it just took 1 week, and they preferred not to have the prompts. Right after that, they started to come up with their own stories.
Some recall happy memories, while others recount long-ago hardships.
When I was 10 years old, my parents sent me to sleepaway camp for the entire summer, Camp Cozy, located in Pennsylvania.
That's 95-year-old Dorothy Cohen.
One day, a message was given to me to report to the office at once. It seems that I was wanted at home immediately.
Dorothy boarded a train to Grand Central Station, where she was met by her uncle.
When we arrived at my house, I found out the real reason I was sent home. My father was dead. He had drowned in a boating accident. After his body was found 4 days later, there was finally a funeral.
85-year-old Warren Simons says residents who wouldn't otherwise interact often become friends after hearing each other's experiences.
The more we know about people, the closer we can feel to them and they to us. When you're in a community like this, that is a very, very important thing because there's so much silence around. You can't really feel and know people as they really are and the depths that they have.
The creative writing effort of the memoir class helps reveal some of those depths. Carol Bright says she never knows what she might hear from week to week. One resident wrote that when she was a child, her babysitter was Amelia Earhart. Bright says family members sometimes sit in on the memoir writing classes and are awed.
Awed by the variety of stories, awed by the fact that their brains are still that clear at these ages that they can remember. You can't remember what you had for breakfast at this stage, but you can remember those happenings years ago.
The weekly discipline of writing a new story helps these residents retrace their personal histories long before walkers and wheelchairs. In doing so, says Bright, they not only preserve their stories for future generations, but also enrich the lives of those around them.
We've just seen them individually blossom. And I don't think it's anything I do. I just encourage them and draw the stories out. It's in the sharing that they heal and that they appreciate one another.
For Creative Life and WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in Brewster.